This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This next item is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it nice and easy. Every year, more than 100,000 American horses are sent abroad as food. Thing is, since we don't eat a lot of horse meat here, a lot of those animals have drugs in them that aren't fit for human consumption. From Latitude News, Jack Rodolico reports.
Ken Terpenning has owned over 24 racehorses, but one of them made a big impression.
Silky Shark was everything you want in a racehorse. He was vibrant, fiery, a very happy horse. And then on the racetrack, he earned over $100,000 career-wise.
The winner of the ninth race, number one, Silky Shark.
When Terpenning fell in tough times, he sold Silky Shark to a man he trusted. But then the horse was resold again and again, going from Lexington, Kentucky to a Canadian slaughterhouse. It's perfectly legal to flip horses in this manner, but here's the problem. Silky Shark was given a drug that's beneficial for horses, but a carcinogen for humans. Seneca Crossland with the Canadian Horse Defense Coalition says her country isn't protecting consumers from tainted meat.
Horses have not been raised as livestock. You know, they're given drugs when they need them. People aren't holding back.
But who eats horse meat anyway? Belgium, France, and Italy. The European Union is the primary market for American horses slaughtered in Canada. Dan Jorgensen is a member of the European Parliament.
Well, I think it's quite concerning that European consumers might actually be buying and, well, eating horse meat that we don't really have any reason to believe is healthy.
Jorgensen says the EU's laws are strict, but enforcement just hasn't happened. He wants to pressure Canadians to stop letting tainted meat from slipping through the system. Until that happens, more than 1,000 American horses a week will be slaughtered in Canada. Horses like Silky Shark. Back in Lexington, Kentucky, Ken Terpenning is waiting for someone to regulate the system.
I just wish it was done. I look at his pictures on my wall every day, and I just still can't believe it.
I'm Jack Rodolico for Marketplace.